This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A proposed overhaul of Colorado's land use and housing policies is back on the table. The state Senate had gutted it last week, but House members are attempting to restore parts of the bill that would force certain cities to allow accessory dwelling units, often called mother-in-law apartments. They also want to require certain cities to allow denser building near transit. Lawmakers have less than 1 week left to reconcile their differences before the end of this legislative session. Colorado is adding Lunar New Year to its list of observed holidays. Observed holidays are marked with cultural celebrations and school events, but don't involve closing government offices or paid days off. The legislature approved the holiday on a bipartisan vote and said that recognizing Lunar New Year sends a message of inclusion and respect for diversity. The holiday will be observed each year on the first Friday in February. After 2 years as the NBA's most valuable player, Denver Nuggets center Nikola Jokic has missed out on winning the honor a third time in a row. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
Jokic lost the vote to Philadelphia 76er Joel Embiid, who won the first MVP award of his career. Both players had banner years, though. Embiid led the league in scoring average, while Jokic beat Embiid in assists and rebounds per game. Now the focus turns to the playoffs, with both the Nuggets and the 76ers in the thick of their second-round series, with a possible matchup on the horizon in the NBA Finals. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
Come find more of the latest news at CPR.org. Coming up next, more All Things Considered.